Yeah, it has. We've had a great week of preparation, a lot of hard work, and, you know, I mean, it definitely sunk in and ready to go.
What are you going to have to do once the game starts to kind of get rid of any nervousness or butterflies in your
mind? Just play fast. Just trust myself, trust my preparation. We've been, you know, working hard all week and going through the plays, going through the game plan, studying the film. So just really trusting in myself, trusting my teammates. You know, there's 10 other guys, like I've said, out there with me. We're all playing together, so we just need to play within ourselves.
So what would the next couple of days be like, going over plays and all that kind of stuff, talking to these guys? Like, what for a rookie who's getting his first start, what are the next couple of days like?
Just keep going over everything. Keep watching film. Keep going over the game plan. Play the what-if game. What if different scenarios happen? What would I do in this situation? Get the brain thinking. And I just really, I mean, that's what I'm going to do the next couple of days.
How much different do you feel now getting ready to go in, having had the full week of work with the first team as opposed to being thrust in there in the middle of the game?
I mean, either way, I mean, I feel comfortable. I love this offense. I love my teammates, the coaches. So I feel comfortable. I mean, with reps, you know, you can't help but feel even more comfortable. But either way, I felt great.
Does that make more of a difference mentally being prepared or just physically being having made more throws during the week?
I mean, it really just comes down to going out and playing. I mean, it's football. You just got to trust yourself, trust the throws. Sure, being on time with the receivers is huge, but when you go out there, it's just playing.
Nick, what do you look at as your biggest challenge your first career start against the Redskins?
I just think not trying to do too much. I'm just trusting. Just, you know, trusting my reads, trusting everything. You know, just play football, play natural, play what comes to me. Don't try to do too much. That's the key on any level. I learned that in college. You know, at times I try to do too much and just really stay calm, trust, you know, preparation, trust the preparation, trust the week of practice with the guys. And, you know, we have 10 other guys out there with me playing together. So I got to, you know, it's a group. We work together.
What's it been like in the locker room? Do you feel like everyone has your back and is, you know, confident in your ability to go?
Yeah, I feel great. We have a great group of guys here, great coaches. I feel great. I felt great ever since I got here. I felt like it's a home. You know, we have fun together. We have fun out there, practice, working together in the locker room. It's a great environment to play in. It's a great environment to go to work in. So, you know, I feel comfortable with everything, and I'm ready to go play for these guys.
What was your first college start like?
Is that Oregon State? I mean, similar thing. Just trust in my preparation, trust the game plan, trust everything. And, I mean, just play within myself. Don't try to do too much. And that's what I did against Oregon State. And I felt comfortable, but this is a little bit different. But, I mean, with anything, you just got to trust yourself.
How did it go?
It went well. It went well.
Did you get nerves and butterflies? Did you play that game?
Yeah. I mean, I don't care who you are. You're going to get nerves and butterflies. It's a game. You care about it. We care about the game we play in. You're going to get nerves, but the second the ball snaps, the second, you know, you're in it, they go away and you just play. You just get in the zone and you just play football and you trust everything.
What kind of challenges does playing on the road for your first start present?
I mean, you're playing in a hostile environment. I mean, not much more to it. I mean, we're playing at their home in front of their fans. We have to go in there, and I know we'll have Eagles fans there because we have great support from our fans. But, you know, it's a hostile environment. It's going to be loud, so communication is going to be key. And but just got to stay together and play together.
Two more guys?
Nick, have you talked to Mike this week? Any pointers from Mike?
Like I said before, I've learned so much from Mike from being here that, you know, just keep fighting no matter what. If you throw an interception, go out there, play. He's going to throw a touchdown. He's going to come back. If he gets hit, he got up. Just to see him, you know, watch Mike and just every time he's gotten back up, no matter what he's done, if he's completed a pass, anything he's done, he just keeps playing. It's the next play. It's the next play. So just seeing how much heart Mike has and, you know, how much he loves this team and, you know, how hard he plays, I mean, that's more than enough. I mean, I'm lucky to be here with two great quarterbacks to help me and, you know, great coaches. So I've learned a lot from him.
Nick, 2 days before your first start, what's your emotions right now and how will they be different Sunday at 1?
Right now, feel comfortable. I mean, I just got done with practice, so feel good. Got to keep studying. Come game day, I don't know what it's going to be like because I've never experienced that. But I assume that, you know, there will be butterflies, you know, nerves. But I'm going to keep, you know, working hard, keep studying the playbook, keep, you know, watching film. So the more you know about something, the more the nerves go down. So just preparation. Keep working until game day.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Nick.
Thanks, Nick.
Hello.